Hi, I'm Trinity Parker and I'm currently an 11th grade health science student. Today I would like to talk to you about how to prevent being diagnosed with hypertension. Hypertension is when the blood is pushing against the walls of the arteries as the heart is pumping blood. Many of the causes are because of the food we put in our bodies, the amount of physical activity we take part in, and other substances being abused. Food can be our biggest setback if we are not aware of the damage it can do to the body. Most of the food we enjoy eating are foods that are high in sodium, sugar, and grains. Most of our sodium intake comes from eating processed meats, canned and pre-seasoned foods. These foods have led to people consuming more salt than suggested. We tend to turn to this option because it is easy, but there are other options to make a healthier decision. A good option is to look online at recipes that instruct you step by step to make the food you enjoy eating healthier for your body. The average intake of salt is 2,400 milligrams for the average person, but most people tip the scale by consuming 3,400 milligrams. Consuming an overly amount of salt can raise the amount of sodium in the bloodstream, affecting the balance of your body that will lead to hypertension. Grains are another factor that we are not aware of that we overconsume. The average intake are 7 to 8 servings a day. The common grain that is overly used is white bread. There are other healthier decisions that we can use to replace the grains. There is oatmeal, which can replace muffin or bagel you have for breakfast, and for lunch, whole wheat bread goes great with tomato soup or as a sandwich. Knowing the limits of your grains intake will be a great addition to preventing high blood pressure. Sugar is not all bad. Most of the many desserts we love and enjoy are high in fructose corn syrup, and most people have forgotten the damaging effects because we are blinded by the taste. Instead of having a bowl of ice cream or a piece of cake, try to supplement it for a bowl of strawberries or apples and peanut butter. This way you will still enjoy a sweet treat, but at the same time, you're inputting healthy things in your body. Food is a major key in keeping healthy, and making sure that we can eat our vegetables and fruits daily will result in a healthy future. When we think about exercise, it can be a scary thing. A lot of people fall to the conclusion that staying active means you have to go to the gym or run and sweat a lot. The reality of this is that being active can be as simple as riding a bike, playing a sport, or simply walking around the mall a few times. As long as you do some type of physical activity at least 30 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, hypertension can be avoided. When we avoid to keep active, we are at risk of being overweight. Becoming overweight will only make working out harder, leading it to become not an option. When the blood in your body becomes hard to move around, it will eventually lead to an excessive buildup of salt. It's harder to get rid of the hypertension, so why not take the extra step of staying active to prevent it? Smoking, using tobacco products, and drinking are bad habits to come upon. When we put these unwanted substances in our body, we weaken ourselves day by day. If you're smoking, you should look into quitting altogether. And if you do not smoke, don't start. We hear all the time that smoking is bad for us, and the use of tobacco products is just as bad when it comes to hypertension. Having a glass of wine will not give you high blood pressure, but abusing it will. Alcohol, caffeinated drinks are high in sugar and calories. Men and women are suggested to have 1 to 2 alcoholic drinks a day, and caffeinated drinks should be eliminated in our daily diet if possible. Tea, water, and certain juices can replace the want for alcoholic beverages or caffeinated drinks. Preventing high blood pressure may seem complicated, but the main idea is that living a healthy lifestyle will prevent hypertension altogether. I want to thank you for your time, and hopefully I was able to help you some way today.